Okay, we can begin. Just to let you know who I am a little bit, my name is Stefan, and I'm originally from New York, from Buffalo, New York. And I grew up in the inner city of Buffalo, New York. And God, I hope you've never been there. It's a rough place. But that was where I grew up. And for the past 10 years, I've been traveling a bit, Israel, Palestine, Ireland, England, Scotland, Wales, France, a bit, and trying to write music that congregations can sing. That's really what it's about for me. Okay. When I grew up in the church, I grew up as a Roman Catholic, and we just didn't sing. You know, we didn't do a whole lot, actually, come to think of it. And we scooted out of church as quickly as possible. That's what we did. And so singing in church was something brand new for me. When I entered the world of the ecumenical church and the Protestant church, singing was something brand new. And so I'm desperate to encourage congregations to sing wherever I go. So the books you have in your hands are the result of the past, I would say, 5-7 years of trying to figure out some simple melodies that congregations can use and sing. And they're sometimes in harmony, they're sometimes in rounds, sometimes in unison, but it's all for congregational use. Okay? So I thought what we'd do tonight, since we're a small but hopefully mighty group, is to sing through some songs. And I won't keep you very long tonight, I realize we're a bit tired, but I thought we might do that. The one song we've already sung this evening is "The Lord Have Mercy, Christ Have Mercy." We sang that at the prayer around the cross. How many of you were here for that? You were here. Okay. Did that song come easily to you as you sang? It did. Okay. Good. I'm glad. We also sing that song, just so you know, marching down Pennsylvania Avenue, protesting violence and things that our government might be doing that we don't believe are Christian. We do. Lots of us in Washington, D.C. will sing that song for mercy. So it's not just an in-house song, if you know what I mean. It's not just in church that we sing these songs. But it's out in the streets as well. Do you need a book? Yep. Okay, the run we need, here's one, here's one. Here we go. So let's just jump in, shall we? And we'll sing. And so let's turn to the Blessed Are the Peacemakers book. And I'd like to begin with a song that's probably the most challenging song for a congregation to sing. It's a Kyrie. It's not the one we sang tonight. It's a different one. Ordinarily, with a group this small, I would have you gather around the piano, but I'm afraid it might be too much. I'm going to let you just stay put where you are. But I'll go over to the piano, and I'll play it through once. And then just jump in, if you would.
All right.
Let's learn the parts first, and then we'll put you to work. Listen to the Kyrie. It sounds like this. The choir would sustain that chord while a soloist sings a verse and resolve it to hear. Okay, shall we try it once? Here we go. Everyone starts on one pitch. One, two. Lovely. Could I hear just sopranos and altos, please? One, two. Beautiful. Could I hear tenors and basses, please? Four parts. One, two. Beautiful. Okay. Now we'll put Eric to work. So while you're sustaining this chord, Eric will sing a verse, and you'll know by ear when to resolve it to there. Choir.
And compassion you give us every day. We praise your name, O God.
Well done. This is one way of singing the Psalms. Do you know, there's the old monastic way of singing the Psalms, and it's lovely. But this is another way. I'll play it through once. Just give it a listen. One more time. Women Alone and wants to move their left foot, this would be a good time. It goes like this. Ready? And glory be to God. And again. Excellent. And when we actually do this, I'm going to ask you to stand, just so you have more breathing space, all right? The verse, Eric, sounds like this, verse 1. Ready, congregation, would you please arise? Listen to it one more time, and then we'll sing it through twice. Thank you. There's such a need to bring together the ancient and the contemporary, isn't there? I mean, Jesus said that, right? He takes some of the old and brings it into the new. I'm badly paraphrasing Jesus, forgive me. But he was all about tradition, wasn't he? Right. He didn't do away with tradition. He reached into the essence of it, into the goodness of it, and brought it into the present moment. And I think with something like this, it's reaching back to hundreds of years of Irish tradition, Celtic spirituality, if you will, and trying to bring it into the present moment in our churches, in our liturgies. And I'll tell you honestly, when I was a little Catholic guy, you know, had I been doing music like this, or my church had been doing music like this, I would have stayed in that church a lot longer. I would have enjoyed it a lot more, you know. So there you have a Gloria that's congregationally friendly, and so I offer it to you for whatever use you can make of it. If Harper was here, I would ask him to play the next one. I'll do my best on the piano. If you turn in the Celtic Mass to the Lamb of God, and there are two Lambs of God in this book. And the first one is based on down by the Sally Gardens. Right? Some of you are smiling. You recognize that name and that tune. Right? Sally Gardens. Now, when I was working in Ireland with a little Catholic parish choir, Sister Kathleen said to me, "You shall not use that tune." And we had sung it with the choir, and it was lovely, and they sounded gorgeous, you know. But she said, and she literally got into my face, she said, "No, no, 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 no." And if you've never had a nun wag her finger in your face, you've not lived, you know. She's lovely. She's all about 4'8", you know. And I said, "Why, Kathleen, why can't I use this tune?" And she said, "Because of the text." And you all know the text, W.B. Yeats. I mean, he fell in love with this melody, and so he put his words to it. "Down by the Sally Gardens, I and my love did go, and she bid me take love slowly. But I, being young and foolish," and you can imagine the rest, you know. So there they are, these two young lovers going for a roll in the hay down by the Sally Gardens. So Sister Kathleen said to me, "I will not think of these two, this boy and this girl, rolling in the hay during the precious Lamb of God. Thank you very much." And that was the end of that. So I had to scrap it when I was in Ireland, you know, out of respect. But coming to the States, I don't think there's quite the problem that there would be in Ireland. No. So there's a reason for two Lambs of God. The other Lamb of God, which we used in Ireland, is based on Turlough O'Carolan's song, Eleanor Plunkett. I don't know the story between Turlough and Eleanor, but I'm sure it was good. He dedicated this song to her, to Eleanor Plunkett, and he named it after her. And so that's the one we're going to sing. I'll play it for you. It should probably be done with harp. So maybe tomorrow we can convince Harper to play it for us in one of the workshops. But I'll play it for you. Just give it a listen and see what you think of the melody itself. So the Lamb of God 2. It's like when you're in Ireland, you can actually see little lambs playing in the field, you know, dancing, two of them even. So here we go, second one. Just listen to the melody. Thank you. Eric, could I call upon you one last time? Yeah, I'd like you to do a call and response with the congregation. Okay, so if you would use the microphone, save your voice. So Eric's going to sing the first line, and then if you would sing it back, and then Eric, if you would do part B, and again, sing it back, and the second part of part B as well. Okay, till we take away all the sins of the world. All right.
Oh, Lamb, oh, Lamb, oh, Lamb, oh, Lamb, oh, Lamb of God.
Together. That it's all about the tune. It's that simple. They don't try to be fancy. It's all about this singable melody, and that's it. The name Sean Orida. Do you know the name Sean Orida? He was really the father of traditional Irish music, and he brought traditional Irish music to the main stage in Ireland about 40 years ago. And since then, you've got young people in Ireland that are absolutely mad about traditional Irish music. You've got fantastic musicians in Ireland, really, really fine musicians. But they want to learn one thing, traditional Irish music. It's their identity, right? And they do it really well. But to keep in mind, it's all about the melody. So here you have something that's just melody. Someone has asked me before, well, couldn't we harmonize it? And I said, well, you could, but you'll ruin it. You know, it's the melody that matters. That's it. And it's very simple. Enough said on that. Do you have any questions so far? Any questions at all? Yes? Do you want to do the other one? It's the forbidden one. It is a pretty melody. I need to check our time, though. I don't want to keep you over. What time is it? 9:23, is it? So if we do the second Lamb of God, and then we'll call it a night. How's that? Tomorrow, I understand there's a workshop that I'm scheduled to give at 10-something, 10:50, and then another one in the afternoon. And so if you wanted to continue with this, we'll be here to do that. And we'll carry on from here and make it, you know, just go on into other kinds of worlds of music. But so tonight we'll close with the second forbidden Lamb of God. And God knows what's going to be running through your minds as we're singing this. I'll play it through once, and I'm going to ask you, Eric, if you can help us out again. It's a call and response.
Mm-hmm.
together.
O Lamb, O Lamb, O Lamb of God, you who take away the sin of the world. Have mercy on us, have mercy, have mercy on us, we pray. O Lamb, O Lamb, O Lamb of God, you who take away the sin of the world. Grant us peace, O Lamb of God. Grant us peace, O Lamb, we pray. O Lamb, O Lamb, O Lamb of God, you would take away the sin of the world. Grant us peace, O Lamb of God. Grant us peace, O Lamb, we pray.
Lovely, thank you. I realize that's a bit low for many of our voices, so in a congregation I would probably raise it, maybe a second or a third, you know. On the other hand, singing that low has an appeal.